And welcome back inside the cave on this Thursday morning. Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes with you this morning. And as promised, on the other end of our line, we have Tom Crawford, a guy that knows everything about Michigan athletics. Good morning, Tom.
Well, that's a little strong statement there this early in the morning, Pat. Everything, I know some things, just enough just to get me in trouble. That's kind of where I stand.
Well, Tom, he did say you know everything. He told me that earlier, too. So you've got a lot of pressure on your shoulders right now.
Well, taking a look at what's happening in Ann Arbor, first of all, let's talk a little bit about football. We had a decommit from the football program, a linebacker. That's a tough one to take.
Yeah, it's a really tough one to take. I mean, Raylan Wilson, we're talking about a four-star linebacker. I mean, Michigan, Pat, is, you know, this has been a struggle from the start. And here you're coming off a Big Ten championship, finally a Big Ten championship, on the new conventional way of going to Indianapolis. They win that. They get, you know, pretty much blown out in the CFP, but they got there and they lost the eventual national champion. So a tremendous year last year for Michigan football. They make that accomplishment. And then on signing day, the problem was on signing day, you had your coach in Minneapolis entertaining about going to the NFL. And so that was like the building block of problems, if you will, of this recruiting season. Michigan is like, I don't know, it depends on what platform you use, 24/7, Rivals, whatever. They're like, what, 39th right now? And, you know, they're coming off this big, you know, successful year, and now they're at 6 commits. Now, that's not so unusual. Alabama does that a lot. They kind of treat it like a Kentucky Derby race. You're way in the back, and all of a sudden you come out and pull it out at the end because you can, and you can just pick and choose. Michigan is not in that situation. And the problem was sits at the NIL, and that's a whole discussion in itself.
That's what I just mentioned to Pat during the break when we were talking about this a little bit. I said, you know, you can't pinpoint it, but you can really earmark the fact that NIL is really not happening in Ann Arbor compared to a lot of these big universities that are throwing money around like crazy. And these kids are seeing that, and why do you want to go somewhere when you're not getting paid? I mean, that's, I think, you know, these kids talk. They play 7-on-7s together. They play, they're in the recruiting trips together. These kids know what's going on, and when somebody's going, yeah, Michigan doesn't want to pay anything, and the other ones say, yeah, I'm making this much over here. Well, guess where they're going?
Well, I think what it stems from is the fact that, and I really, you know, with this Jim Harbaugh philosophy, I commend him in some degree about it, but it's not realistic. I mean, he's saying you got to come here and you got to earn that NIL, and that's somewhat of a, I understand that. I get that, but the problem is, you know, it's like I've talked about this with Rico Beard, my colleague on Press Pass on Fox 47, who's on 97.1 in Detroit. So it's like prohibition. It's like, yeah. Everybody now sell liquor, you know, an establishment, you're not going to do it because you don't think it's right. I mean, it's not, NIL is not dirty money. It's legal now. Michigan has to open its eyes wide to the fact that they don't get their act together and have NIL deals out of the chute. You're not going to be able to compete with the Texas A&Ms, the Alabamas, the Oklahomas, the Georgias. I mean, it's not apples to apples. And I think, I mean, it's a nice way of looking at it, yeah, you earn it, but wow, you're putting yourself behind, and it's definitely showing in the recruiting right now. And Dante Moore, the kid out of the Detroit area, MLK, you know, is probably going to go to Oregon. You know, he's where they got a Nike deal out there. That how's he going to turn that down? And Michigan lost CJ Carr in the quarterback wars at 24, you know, a recruit, but at 23, and Dante Moore is very important. And I would be shocked if he goes to Michigan if things stay the same.
Well, you know, the SEC seems to be head and shoulders above the Big Ten when it comes to NIL. And as you said, a lot of these big-name teams, Alabama, seem to, I don't know, they're just so far ahead of the Big Ten. You don't hear too much about the NIL from other Big Ten teams, maybe Ohio State, but that's about it.
Yeah, and watch out for Michigan State. And you know, this is a school a mile from my house here, and it's, you know what I feel about Michigan State. but this Mel Tucker, I tell you what, he's a threat to Michigan. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure on Michigan in that game on October 29th in Ann Arbor. I mean, how would you like to lose to Michigan State three times in a row? That would be disastrous, a must-win for Michigan. They've got to beat Michigan State, or they're going to lose. You know, this rivalry is going to – this could be heading down Ohio State path if they don't watch it. So they got to take it seriously, because Mel Tucker is – one thing about Mel Tucker that he has over Mark D'Antonio, he's taking a different approach on recruiting and just his whole relationship with his players. He's a little bit more on the interpersonal side. He's building relationships with moms and dads and kids, and he's bringing out brand-new cars to sit in the stadium on official visit weekend, and they can sit in a Lamborghini for, you know, on a fun photo that goes up on social media, that goes up on Instagram. Kids like that. You have to think like a kid. And I don't think D'Antonio did that as much as Mel Tucker. Mel Tucker's a good coach. And the other thing about Mel Tucker, guys, Mel Tucker has made great hires, okay? Mm-hmm. He's got this DN coach, Brandon Jordan, who has never coached in college football. But he's a, been a personal coach for big time NFL edge rushers. He knows the game. He knows the position. That was a great hire. It's got the attention of recruits. Also, Marco Coleman, the DN coach, a great hire, and he's very good at recruiting too. Michigan is going to be tested on their defense recruiting Michigan to Michigan State.
Well, and as Pat said too, alluding back to the NIL just for a second, that, you know, the SEC and all that, those guys already had those things in place behind the doors. So when that door opened and they could go public, they already had all the infrastructure set for all these financial guys to be throwing money around, because they were already doing it right under the table.
Yeah. No, it's like.
And now that it's above board.
We haven't even talked about the transfer portal. I mean, because, you know, this is what Jay Wright left basketball at Villanova. He got tired of having to recruit his kids every day, making sure everybody's happy. And you're at the collegiate football level, it's even worse. You got more kids, and you have to have more assistants. How's so-and-so doing? Is he happy?
Well,
you know, I mean, this is a really, really transitional time and intercollegiate athletics, and Michigan's going to have its challenge of adjusting to it, not being smug about it. Well, Michigan typically is, we'll wait and see how it plays out. We're just not going to jump on change because everybody else is. They think they're above that. You better, you're not above it. You're going to get your butt kicked if you don't.
Well, we got about 60 days left until the start of the 22 season. Do you think Michigan can make some really good headway in the next 60 days before the season starts as far as getting some of these guys signed?
Well, I mean, you know, keep in mind, you really got until, you know, that first signing day is in December. I wish it was back in the February days and there'd be less pressure. But I think if they go out and they have a schedule to do this, to go out and get wins, I mean, they have basically two road games, guys. I mean, there's four road games, only two that are going to be challenging, and they are challenging. October 1 in Iowa City against the Hawkeyes, and the final one down in Columbus, okay? If they can win that Iowa game, they could go undefeated in the Michigan-Michigan State game. That's a lot of hype. Winning attracts attention, okay? Even though they're playing a group of five teams all at home, it's ridiculous. It's a painfully cupcake schedule when you're talking about Colorado State, Hawaii, and then UConn, one of the worst teams in college football. Hawaii and UConn are coming to Ann Arbor. That's insulting to a season ticket holder, in my estimation. And that's just the way I feel. You got to at least get a Power 5 team in there. And then now eventually they got Oklahoma and Texas coming on the schedule, first on the road and then at home. But Michigan doesn't play a legitimate Power 5 as a season ticket holder, I don't think, until the next 4 or 5 years. It's just ridiculous.
Well, let's transition a little bit over to basketball. But first, before we talk basketball, any headway on getting a new baseball coach at Michigan?
That was Eric Backus's, that was sad. I mean, once again, money, 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 right? You know, Clemson's going to what, double his salary. I don't know what they're going to pay him, but, you know, and he had a GA down. He was a coach down there. That's really, I mean, that's a bad loss. I mean, it's hard to get a really good, you know, baseball coaches are hard to get. And I don't have any headway on where that is, but he was a heck of a coach, and now Clemson has him because Clemson had now, you know, been competitive the last couple of years, and, you know, baseball's big down in the South, so I'm not sure how it's going to play out, but hopefully Ward Manuel will make a good hire.
Well, I'm reading that today that they're big interest now in a guy named Kevin McMullen, who is the University of Virginia assistant coach. He's been there since 03, and I guess he's been their recruiting coordinator, hitting coach, and so he's a guy that they're targeting now. He's been an assistant coach of the year, and so he's the guy that they're looking at. I know also, you know, there was talk earlier with Central's coach. He's built a pretty good program there. He knows the area for recruiting and stuff. He could be another guy that might be able to a potential candidate.
Yeah, well, you got up on me on that one, but I mean, it's Michigan has the resources. Michigan has resources. They don't always use resources, and that goes back to the Don Canham days when Michigan was cheap. You know, it's like living in Traverse City, half the pay is the view of the bay. I mean, I think there was a mentality: hey, you're coaching in Michigan, we don't have to pay you.
Right.
This is a glorification of being here in Ann Arbor is enough. So, I mean, they got to get away from that.
All right, let's transition over to basketball. It looks like Coach Juwan Howard has filled up his roster, 13 scholarship players now, with the addition of Youssef Karat coming over from Europe, playing professional ball in France. And looks like this is a pretty good get for the Michigan Wolverines.
Well, yeah, it was a good get, considering, you know, what happened down the stretch. I mean, Michigan, guys, think about this for a second. Of the 13 scholarship kids that are coming back from Michigan next year, only four of them have played on the court. I mean, that's crazy. You got a couple guys that didn't play, that were on the team last year, mind you, one being Will Cheddar, it's going to be an interesting year. A lot of talent though coming back. When you're dealing with additions like that, I mean, there's going to be transition. And you got Jalen Llewellyn coming in from the Ivy League, playing the point. And that's what sent Frankie Collins. Frankie Collins wanted assurance he was going to start. I mean, this is what frustrates me, guys. Is that kids these days, and boy, I sound like an old man, you know, get off my lawn kind of mentality here, but they want assurances. Yeah, I'm going to start. Yep, I'm going to start every freaking game. Frankie Collins, that departure to ASU was a real head scratcher for me because he was going to start, and he was coming on. You saw him play so well in the tournament and everything. Juwan Howard pulled this thing out of the hat at the end, and Joey Baker, he's got a shooter out of Duke. Some people go back and forth, is he that good? I saw some games where he played well. I think Michigan's going to be fine. They're going to sneak up on people. I saw a preseason ranking. They're not even in the top 25. That's just fine because they've done well in that situation.
Well, as the way I look at it, we've got Terrence Williams, Jed Howard, Dickinson, Jalen Llewellyn, and Cody Bufkin, possible starting.
Yeah, that'll work. And you got Terrence. Terrence Williams is in position to really have a breakout year. And you know, back to the guy Musa Diabate and Caleb Houston leaving. You know, John Borden and the Wolverine. We would go back and forth on this. Should they stay? Should they go? My word! All you have to have somebody is to love you, right? So they go early second round. They'll ink some kind of a nice rookie contract. So good luck to them, but I think that was a mistake on their part. But it's going to open the opportunity for other players to flourish. And Michigan's got a lot of raw talent that they can utilize next year.
Well, we've heard that Youssef Karat, the new player, he's pretty strong on the defensive end. Maybe needs a little work with his shot, But have you heard anything about him? I know his nickname is Yo-Yo, and that's about as far as I go.
Yeah, I heard about the Yo-Yo, too. And I think with some of these names, you know, I'm not bad at international pronunciation, so I might go with Yo-Yo. But he's a European-style player. So, I mean, people think, oh, European style. It worked out good for Mo Wagner that they can be have adjustment problems with the physicality of American college basketball and the Big Ten in particular. So, you know, it's the fact he doesn't shoot well. I don't like that because Michigan's been struggling with that in the past. But I think that's where Joey Baker could be that guy who could be that Duncan Robinson kind of guy who can hit three or four threes in a row, and all of a sudden Michigan's in good shape. So, like I said, we're going to have to see it to evaluate it. And but you know, and when Michigan's got some tough games in the early season, they have Virginia coming to Michigan in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and we're going to find out real quick before we jump into Big Ten. But the Big Ten's kind of wide open anyway. This is a good year to sneak up on people because there's no real clear cut favorite.
All right, Tom, we are about out of time here on Inside the Cave. We certainly appreciate you coming on with us this morning, and can't wait for the football season to start.
Oh, I know. What is the 60s? You got the countdown better than I do, but I'm not going to wish the summer away. But it's going to be it's going to be fun when that first cool breeze comes in. We're going over to Michigan Stadium. Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, hey, and tell us where we can find you for your latest podcast.
Yeah, you follow me on Facebook at or on Twitter, for example, at Blue Belly Tom is a good way to find me. Also at Tom's Take Community on Facebook, just search me out there. A lot of my content's on there. And the Wolverine.com podcast, you know that's on YouTube with John Borton and Tom Crawford. That's where all Michigan stuff is.
All right. Tom, thanks for joining us again. You have a great day. Have a great rest of the summer. We'll talk to you soon.
Guys, take care now. Be safe.
All right. You're inside the cave now with Pat Hayes, Jeff Bowman. We'll be right back.